Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, we greet you warmly to our program for today, a reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Throughout many centuries, many people have asked themselves, how did Jesus of Nazareth truly live, think, and teach? Much of what Jesus of Nazareth brought us 2,000 years ago has been lost. Much was knowingly or unknowingly passed on falsely or kept concealed. Today, in our time, we learn the truth about his life on earth and about his divine teachings. Christ himself, the Son of God, the co-regent of the heavens, gives revelations through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. In the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Christ builds on a gospel that was not included in the Bible and explains, corrects, and deepens the word. For today's program, we read from chapter 24 how Jesus condemned cruelty and healed the sick.
Im Evangelium Jesu lesen wir.
We read in the Gospel of Jesus. As Jesus passed through a village, he saw a group of idlers. They were tormenting a cat which they had found and ill-treated it shamefully. And Jesus commanded them to stop and began to reproach them. But they disregarded his words and reviled him. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word in the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega. The one who torments and ill-treats people and animals will one day experience torment and ill-treatment on his own body. The same applies to offenses against the plant and mineral kingdoms. What is manifest in matter as a life form also exists in the soul as spirit substance. Therefore, the one who violates life passes judgment on himself, because he burdens a part of his spiritual heritage. For everything that comes from God also exists as essence in the soul of man. Recognize that the earth brings forth food for the people. People also need shelter and clothing, because they cannot create their own food, shelter, and clothing like the angels in heaven. The earth is the bearer of life for all things. It should neither be violated nor exploited. The earth and everything that lives on it, animals, plants, and minerals, want to serve the people. The prerequisite for this is that man accepts and receives his earth. That is, that he care for it. For the earth is a great living organism. God, the Eternal, gave man the animals and plants and granted him fruits, vegetables, and grain from the earth. He gave these to man and said, make the earth subject to you, which means, in its correct implication, respect and care for the life in all living forms, and they will serve you. Recognize, the pure life forms of the animals are created by God, and each plant belongs to God, the great potential of creation, which continues to develop in the evolutionary cycle. Thus, every life form is a part of the great whole. Man is commanded by God to treasure and love life and to keep the commandment, pray and work. For this reason, the life of the so-called idlers is a waste of the energies of the day. They are people who steal God's energy. The one who does not use the day, but only abuses it in order to exploit his fellow man or to do violence to the plants and animals, acts against the law of life. People who think only of their own welfare will torment animals and exploit the earth and poison the life on it, because their thoughts are poisoned by greed and envy. For the people who do not know themselves torment people and animals and are against nature. They do solely what their egoistic thinking urges them to do. They themselves are driven and therefore want to drive away everything that is around them because everything that does not fit their conception disturbs them. Their human ego makes such people act as if they were of unsound mind. They do not know the commandment of asking for forgiveness, of forgiving, and of making amends. They get even with their neighbor, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But in doing so, they burden their own soul with what they have inflicted upon their neighbor. For what the man does to his neighbor, and to the animal, to the plant, indeed to the entire organism of the earth, is what he inflicts upon himself. So it was, and still is, in today's sinful time. Yet a new generation is rising and strides into the new era, into a life with each other and with God.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. Then he made a whip of knotted cords and drove them away, saying, "This earth, which my Father created for happiness and gladness, you have made into the lowest hell with your deeds of violence and cruelty." And they fled before his face. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The whip symbolizes the law of cause and effect. The one who despises and tortures his neighbors and his second neighbors, the animals, as well, the one who commits violence and cruelty against man and animal, against plants and minerals, and against other life forms in and on the earth will experience the effects of his causes, unless he repents in time. Like a whip, the law of cause and effect will lash all those who have ill-treated and still ill-treat life, in whatever form and in whatever state of consciousness it appears. The earth is given to the people so that they become conscious again that they are children of God, that their life, as all life, is from God, so that they learn to cherish and love life. In whatever form and in whatever state of consciousness life comes towards the person and manifests itself, in everything is God, the life. Everything pure wants to serve selflessly, including the earth with its nature kingdoms. The one who recognizes that his life is from God and lives accordingly, keeps peace with all creatures, with everything that is given out of the bosom of God for the joy and well-being of man. God wishes for peaceful and joyful children. However, the one who does not want to recognize God nor to accept his ruling hand is against him and against everything given to man from his hands, thus becoming bad-tempered, unhappy, worried, and ill.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. But someone even worse than the rest returned and threatened him. And Jesus extended his hand, and the young man's arm withered. And great fear came upon all, and one said, "He is a sorcerer." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens this statement in his work of revelation, "This is my word, Alpha and Omega." He says, and Jesus extended his hand, and the young man's arm withered. This action was misunderstood, and therefore was passed on in this way. A person who lives in the law of God never interferes in the law of cause and effect in order to speed up and bring about what a wrongdoer causes and determines for himself. The one who commits violence will reap the same or similar thing. Had I caused the arm to wither, as is written, I would have interfered in the law of sowing and reaping. The incident occurred in compliance with the law of sowing and reaping. While ill-treating the animal, the wrongdoer had hit his arm on a hard, rough object. The blood congealed, the arm turned blue, and then hung limp. I stretched out my hand and pointed out the effect in order to explain to him the cause. Since the people of those days knew of the law of sowing and reaping only in the form of the words, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and, what is more, misinterpreted it, they believed that I had conjured this up and was a sorcerer. In this way, I repeatedly showed the people that they will reap what they sow. The one who brings bad seed into the field of life will also have a bad harvest, for the fruit already lies in the seed. However, the one who recognizes his faults in time, repents and does not repeat them, accepts the law of God, and gradually learns to love all life forms. He then receives from the hands of grace of the Eternal, and his soul and body will attain light, salvation, and healing. Recognize that the seed does not always immediately yield the harvest. What man sows in this earthly life, that is, what he causes, also to the animal and plant kingdoms, is what he will reap, if not in this earthly existence, then in a future life on earth, or as a soul in the spheres of purification. Therefore, live each day consciously, for each day shows every person what is good and what is less good about himself, and what he can make amends for today, on this day.
We read on in the Gospel of Jesus. The next day, the mother of the young man came to Jesus and asked that he heal his arm again. And Jesus spoke to them of the law of love and the unity of all life in the one family of God. And thereafter he said, "As you do in this life to your fellow creatures, so shall it be done to you in the life to come." And the young man believed and confessed his sins. And Jesus stretched out his hand, and the withered arm became as whole as the other. And the people praised God that he had given such power to a man. And behold, as Jesus went his way, two blind people followed him. They cried out, saying, "Lord, you son of David, have mercy on us." And when he came into the house, the blind ones came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "Let it be done unto you according to your faith." And soon after, their eyes were opened again. But Jesus commanded them strictly, "See that you tell no man." But after they had left, they spread his fame in all the land. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He says, it is given to the one who believes. Healing from the spirit of life are no miracles, but principles of the law. God's love and grace stand by his human children. The right faith comes from the heart. People with a deep faith remain steadfast no matter what comes towards them, and they receive salvation for their soul. For the grace and help of God pour first into the soul. From there come the salvation and the healing for the body, if it is good for the soul. That is, if the person no longer commits the same sins that led to the suffering or illness of the body in the first place. Soon after means that the healing did not take place directly, but according to the commandment of faith. For I think first of the soul. In it is the law of life, the law, God. If man keeps it insofar as he is aware of it, then he attains salvation and healing in and on the body as well. The gifts of grace for the soul in this earthly existence do not always have their effect in and on the body. They can also develop in the soul realms when the soul is discarnate or in another incarnation. When this happens, what is unlawful in the soul is gradually transformed into positive power, which then flows into the body. This means that the soul is freed from it, and the body, too, will no longer have to bear what the person once caused. Dear fellow people, with this we have reached the end of today's reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Through this work of revelation and in our language of the present time, Christ Himself gives us an understanding of His life, His thinking, and His true teachings. There is much more that we can learn about His workings through the prophetic word for this time via His prophetess and emissary Gabriele. Therefore, we look forward to greeting you again for another reading. For today, we take our leave of you. Goodbye and greetings in God.